There is a matter of principle, and the principle is this, that until, as long as a person doesn't have ilm, knowledge of something, if he's not aware of a matter or a point, then it's difficult for that person to attain his objective. And ilm, knowledge, it comes gradually, slowly. Whenever a certain knowledge is acquired, it's never occurred that suddenly a person becomes a high quality learned person. Suddenly. No. Ilm, knowledge gradually accrues. Gradually increases, the confidence increases, and a person starts to attain his destination, his objective. Look, if you see fundamentally, the first and foremost, what does a person learn? The basic kitab, alif, ba, yeah, the alphabet. He doesn't recite the Qur'an from day one. He doesn't read commentary or learn commentary from day one. Alif, ba is so simple now for us because we've read it, learnt it. But a person starts from the alphabet, alif, ba, ta, etc. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, he attains such knowledge and levels of the Qur'an that he eventually gets to a point where he does qiraat and beautiful recitation, that people, when they hear this, they become amazed. He learns the commentary, the details of the Quran, becomes a muhaddith, a scholar, commentator. But if you ask him, where did you start from basics? He'll say, alif, ba, ta. If he didn't know alif, ba, ta, then he could not reach to the high status and he would not attain ilm. In the same way, every destination for which the source, the root is ilm, a person, he through that attains his destination. Now, this is a spiritual gathering, and mashallah, you students and darvish are present, and it feels like, especially that we speak regards to tasawwuf and rectification, automatically the heart feels this, and we are in need of this as well. Why? As I said to you before, that the mashayikh, this is their habit, that amongst the mureedeen, amongst their students, amongst their associates, to sit amongst them, and they discuss such beautiful, unique points about that ilm, that knowledge, for which a person has come to that gathering and he wants to attain. Because this is fard, for the ustad, for the teacher to explain. If he doesn't explain, then tomorrow on the day of judgment, he'll have to answer for this. That a person came to you to seek, he wanted to learn the Quran from you. Why didn't you teach him the Quran? Why he came to learn something from you. Why didn't you teach him? And that this is with regards to the student, whether he understands or not, how much is his intention. This is based on his destiny and qismat. But if a student comes to an ustad to teach, then it's fard, compulsory, for that person, the ustad, the teacher, to explain all the points and the principles. So that, alhamdulillah, he can embark on the journey to his destination and attain that destination. So that path that we are on at the moment, this is called tasawwuf. And this is the most important path of the deen. Yes, this is being termed tazkiyah by the Qur'an. Tazkiyah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَا زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَا دَسَّهَا. The Qur'an has explained that success in the hereafter will be those people. Success will be those people whose Qur'an will be pure, their salah will be pure, their hajj will be pure, their ilm will be pure, their teachings and their learning will be pure, park. They will be. So if we have all of these uloom and practice and we are not pure, Allah Ta'ala doesn't like an impure person. So pure and impure, both a person can fall into those sectors, can't he? So all of these things will be attained at what time? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. Successful will be that individual who goes towards tazkiyah, tasawwuf, rectification, purification, and carefully follows that path. This is not some game. This is not a drama. We said do dhikr, and we run the tasbih around, and I'm a dhakir, and I've got bayah with somebody, and I'm bayah, and I've got connection with the sheikh, and he's my sheikh, my teacher. These are not the points to look towards or to focus on. If you say that I'm attached to this Darul Uloom, and I go there, study, I sit down, and in the Darul Uloom I have friends, I've got contacts, but you don't have ilm. You don't acquire the alim will be made at that time when he sits in the classroom, he studies, learns from his teacher. That's when he'll become an alim, isn't it? So in the same way, tasawwuf, self-rectification, we don't see here, is he young or old, what kind of student is he, a jahil, alim, hafidh, qari, no. Here the students change, fluctuate, say subhanallah, subhanallah. Here, the students, there's different enrollment, different students, different criteria. And those criteria that we're used to in learning institutes are not the same. Here's a different application form. What do you have to put down on your form? I've come to become a human being. I've come to become a human being. I've come to become an insan. I've come to become a human being. Subhanallah. So here, obviously this is a great ilm. And this ilm, if a person doesn't learn this ilm, then how will he be pure? How will he be pure? This is the case, isn't it? So it's fard on the teacher that he explains all these points to him. Whether he does this or not, that's up to the student, that's up to him. Now here in the madrasas, what happens is that, for example, it's a little bit of a strictness, for example, to teach the student. But here there's another path. Say subhanallah. Here there's another path. And it's not about being strict. This is love here. Love. Subhanallah. So, for example, the student, he runs with strictness in a normal institution. But here it's nicely, softly. So remember the sabak that I'm explaining to you, the lesson, okay? That's why it's... mention again that don't listen to my bayan once, rather time and time again listen to my bayan. Yes, because this is the point, isn't it? That if I tell you it's fard, whether you do it or not, we have no link with that person. So, as I said to you, that do you listen to me? Do you listen to me? Why do I keep saying that? Why do I ever need to say that? Why? The same point is this, that the Shaykh al-Arab al-Ajam, Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, Qudusullah, that I'll present a statement of his to you so you can understand. Yes, and he was also sat amongst his darvish 100 years ago before today. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. And it was a different place. Allah Ta'ala in Bolton, in England, gave you beautiful carpet, great masajid, and... there's somebody's Mercedes now outside, somebody's BMW, somebody's got different, everybody have different cars here, and you'll eat, and you'll have food before you come, and nice clothes, you've got perfume on. Look at that darvesh of today, subhanAllah. Eh? And expensive libas, somebody's jacket is 50 pounds, somebody's got Marks expensive, etc. SubhanAllah. Difference. And this is Allah Ta'ala who's given. And their torn clothes, and... there they had dry tongue and smell from the body, and Hazrat Fadl Ali Qureshi rahmatullahi was the teacher. And who's the students? Allahu Akbar. Who's the student? Hazrat Ali Murtaza rahmatullah. And torn clothes, and they were hungry, and there was no clothes on their body. They had nothing to wear, and we see that they had the cloak around them. You're learning the name of Allah, and they're also learning the name of Allah. And you will also be asked for the hisab. Allah Ta'ala will say that I taught you the name of Allah. It was the same reward. Everything was the same. Look, the Sahaba Ikram are sitting. The Holy Prophet said a beautiful thing, that such people come, such a jamaat will come, that when they will do amal on my sunnah, they will get the reward of 100 shaheed. One shaheed, and the Sahaba were surprised. The subhanAllah, they all get the thawab of 100 shaheed, and they knew what was the reward of a shaheed. So the Quran explains this. But why? Because Allah Ta'ala gives. So today you wear the imamah. You've worn the imamah, isn't it? And this is Allah Ta'ala who's given. That where have you worn the imamah? Not in Mecca, not Medina, not India, not in Pakistan, not in Madrasa, in the Khanka, in such a country environment where a person, what does he come to do? To become, you could say, modern with regards to the world. He comes to become modern. When a person speaks, where have you gone? Oh, London. Suddenly they think, oh, he'll be wearing a different attire, maybe a tie or su or a babu. If they ask him, where are you from? He's got a imama or a bed, and mashallah, he's got the libas. Where have you come from? From London. Huh? London? Few times you'll see this when you go to the Umrah, and you meet people, and you say, Anta, Tamin Wayne, London? You're from London? They say, is it? Okay. And they'll look at you from top to bottom. So this is, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Subhanallah. That this is the system that Allah Ta'ala has ordained. Ajeeb system, beautiful system. And maybe from here, Junaid Baghdadi will be born. Maybe Arabi Basri will come from here. This is Allah Ta'ala who gives. There's nothing lacking in what Allah Ta'ala gives. Just, it's lacking in us. It's lacking in us, the sincerity. That, for example, if you want to come to London and adopt the path, Allah Ta'ala has made you fakir here. And those who are in another environment, and if they want to be sort of Western style, Allah Ta'ala makes them that in extreme heat, and they're wearing jeans, and they like that attire. I don't know, what's the difficulty for them? Why are they doing this? That which mad dog has bitten you, that in intense heat, so hot, you're wearing such a tight libas, sweat is coming out of your body. But he doesn't know, he's got the tie, the suit, and he's sweating. And here, subhanallah, here, walking around, it looks like a person's wandering around in Makkah, Medina. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And people are amazed, they're surprised when they see this jamaat sat down. This is Allah's fadl. Inshallah, your ijtama is about to happen soon. So when they'll see this jamaat, huh? Are they angels, human beings? From where have they descended into this country? Where have they come from? Subhanallah. Why? Why? ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It's not restricted to any place or any environment or geographical location. No. Allah says, deen is everywhere. This is my dunya, Allah says. This is my world. You can wander around, practice deen wherever you want. Wherever a person wants to be corrected, reformed, improved, Allah Ta'ala improves him. Wherever. If I want to pray salah, say first send me to India, then I have to go to a masjid there, a mosque, and then I have to learn there. No. If you want to start praying salah here, I remember one individual, now he was sat here. I said, where have you come from? He said, from Pakistan. And I was praying salah, he was sat down. And in one salah I saw him, in another salah I saw him, in the third salah I saw him, he sat there, and he's got the tasbih, the rosary bead, and I said, this man, he looks good. Correct, he was young. I said, mashallah, I'm seeing you sat here doing tasbih. He said, yes. I said, this tasbih, where did you get the desire for? He said, yes, I like to do dhikr a lot. I said, shall I tell you a place where to do dhikr? Will you do it? He said, yes, I will. I said, okay. I said, there, you have to come morning and evening. He said, I'll stay there as well. Subhanallah. I said, is it? And he said, yes, totally, I'll do dhikr. I said, here, take this card. Let me see, do you come to dhikr in the morning or not? Subhanallah. Yes. And in the town, it was in central, where Arab Masjid. I saw him once there, and I used to go there. And so before I had got there, he had arrived there before me. And how Allah Subhanahu wa Taala attracted him. Then he became darvish. Subhanallah. So who knows that he didn't get anything there? But when he came, his whole life changed and improved. Why? Because he'd asked from Allah. He'd asked from Allah for Allah's nearness. Whatever you ask from Allah, Allah will give to you. What do we ask from Allah? Pound, money, and stomach and hunger, clothes, standard. If we go for Umrah, Allah give me a son. Allah give me a son. Allah, I'm finished. Allah, where will I eat from? And the things Allah Ta'ala has promised, that these are running after you. I'll give you the rizq. But we run after rizq ourselves. We run after rizq. Is this not the case? Yes, this is the case. So, we run after this. We run after this. That Allah Ta'ala said that everything good will run after you. The food that I have to eat tonight, the wheat will have grown somewhere in a field in Pakistan or in Bangladesh. And I won't even know. That I don't know where it's growing, who is sowing the seed, who is put the water there, etc. But it's written in his destiny that it's got to come into my mouth. Subhanallah. So how will this come? How will this come? Subhanallah, he's gone to Bolton and he's gone beyond that and he lives there 30 years, he's lived there. So how will I know? Allah Ta'ala says, it's my job to create you and to deliver the food that you need to you. Subhanallah. That you keep your work alive. So Allah Ta'ala says, inshallah, before the evening, that food that has been grown, wherever it has in the world, it will reach to that person's mouth. Say, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm saying? Okay. So what was the point there? That there were the students sat in Hazrat Fazal, in front of Hazrat Fazal Quraysh, and then beautiful nasiha he gave them. That when people sit down, for example, you're sat down, then every person has a different style. Remember this. This person's thinking something, this person thinking something, everyone's thinking different, he's got different questions. He's got, you know, these are all questions of tasawwuf. I've got so much yaqeen that nobody in the world at this point will be thinking this. Nobody will be thinking, doesn't matter how big a businessman is, I say with a guarantee, this moment in time, everyone's attention will be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not about other things in the dunya. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. So, such a great businessman, tell me, they will have done a lot of work in the thousands, run their shops, sold goods and transactions. But now I'll give a guarantee that when we started to speak, then in nobody's mind at the moment is the shop or business or money. Isn't this the case? So this is the greatest karamat of the friends of Allah. Subhanallah. That's what we see. That don't they extract the dunya from us? Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah. So automatically you've been witness here that you're doing the dhikr, Allah, we're sat here doing dhikr. I'm not a wali of Allah, I'm just the dust on the feet. But because where the dhikr of Allah is done, with the company of the friends of Allah, then the noor, it comes down, it descends. Subhanallah. So the great dalil that we've got here, great dalil. And there's only one thing in our mind at the moment, that is Allah. Isn't this the case? In the mind, am I right or am I wrong what I'm saying? So this is the point I wanted to share. Hazrat was sat down, and every murid, subhanAllah, has a great intention, and everyone has their different style. Because the teacher, the ustad, subhanAllah, the teacher of this ilm, you call him a sheikh, or a peer, or a friend of Allah, whatever name, thousands of different names you can give, the ustad. So the ustad, and the general ustad in the world that we're used to, there's a big difference. Because he has to purify internally the student. So Allah Ta'ala gives that teacher ilm, knowledge from inside. Say subhanAllah. Internal knowledge. That he has no link with what you're outside, what is your occupation. No. What does he do, that teacher? Allah Ta'ala has given him the ilm of the batin. So when he looks at the student, he analyzes the student internally. You heard what I'm saying here? That the walis of Allah, their sight, their vision, they look with a lot of vision, strong vision, because it's the farasat that Allah Ta'ala has given to them. So they scan, analyze the student internally. Whatever he's thinking, Allah Ta'ala makes it apparent that this is the person, he's on this path, but he doesn't make anyone ashamed, doesn't criticize anyone. The thing that Hazrat Sahab saying this, how can this be that this has never happened? I'm not like this, and he's wondering by himself, that am I being addressed here or criticized? But no, in the Shaykh's mind, Allah Ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the ability, the machine to scan. So when he speaks, he starts to cure everybody's problems and give solutions. And subhanAllah, when they come out after the discussion, everyone says to each other, oh, Hazrat Sahib spoke for me today, it was for me. Yaar, I came to ask this and I didn't have the courage to speak, but he said everything that what I wanted to know. The other person will say, yaar, that's true. I don't know. Hazrat Sahib, he realizes everything. Just yesterday or the other day, a brother came to me. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is there in a man? He cannot achieve anything. He has no capability. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives. I don't know if I should say this or not, but let me say this, because he's one of our own friends, associates, colleagues. And he was very, you could say, he was rejoicing, happy. Everybody knows it. And he came and said, Hazrat Sahib. He took my hand. I said, today, what's happened? What's the issue? He said, today it's a miraculous what you've done. I said, what? He said, you came when I was getting ready to go to sleep after praying tahajjud. I was about to get up. And then you came and you said, his name was about to come out of my mouth. He said, come, let me take you towards Medina. I said, Hazrat, I enjoy so much if you take me to Medina, and you laid your sheet out, and you said, come sit on the sheet, and let's go. We sat on the sheet, and we arrived to Medina. And he said, I swear by Allah, I've just gone to Medina and come back. Allahu Akbar. And I was laughing and smiling. And what is all this? That if we see this now. Now, Hazrat's statement I present to you. I said that, who am I to go with somebody or take somebody? So Allah Ta'ala is He who allows this, isn't it? So what is it that causes all of this? So Hazrat Sahib said, so this is the lesson that we need to listen carefully. The students need to listen to this. Such a great teacher I'm speaking about, in whose silsila, in whose order you're sitting. This is Fazaliyah order.
Naqshbandiya. After that is the new silsila which joined to that, Mujaddadiya. So from before came the Naqshbandi order, then Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani Ramtulay. When he came into this order, this line, then it became Naqshbandi Mujaddadiya. Then Hazrat Baqi Billah was his ustad, who is Naqshbandi. But Hazrat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added his name. So after Naqshbandi, he became Mujaddadiya. So remember the silsila name, because you should know your history, isn't it? Yes. So from Naqshbandi, what did he become? Because here, he's another person, another teacher has been added, that until here, you are Naqshbandi, and this sabak was to be given to here. So further beyond this, because Allah's marifa is so great, beyond this, he thought that this silsila would stop. He said, no, let me continue from here. So another darvish was chosen, Shaykh Ahmad Sarhandi, and then he was shown the maqams beyond that. Subhanallah. You know your sabaks, the names beyond that, of the lessons beyond that were shown. Due to those maqams, he became the head. So now the silsila has been called Naqshbandiya Mujaddadiya. And so, if you are Naqshbandi, for example, you go to Turkey in this path, in this order, the people, so if you ask them, which silsila, you say, we're Naqshbandi. They're not Mujaddadiya. They're not Mujaddadiya, those who are those who will learn the asbaq of Hazrat Mujaddad al-Thani. So they have the Naqshbandi Sheikh, the teacher Hazrat Khalid, I can't remember his complete name, the silsila in Turkey, in Kurdistan, different places. You'll see these darvish, I met him in Kurdistan. So they're Naqshbandi as well. But alhamdulillah, from India, from Hindustan, was Hindustan, not Pakistan at that time, was it? What was it all at that time? Indian subcontinent, wasn't it? And from Hindustan, whoever comes, Naqshbandi, he won't be just Naqshbandi, rather what will be? He'll be Naqshbandi Mujaddidi. Subhanallah. It's because he got Sheikh Sarhandi, Rahmatullah, as the teacher. So in the same way, alhamdulillah, in this silsila, another Sheikh came, Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, Rahmatullah Alayhi. So this silsila has become Naqshbandi Mujaddidiya Fazaliya, it's become. Subhanallah. And we've got three titles there, three things that have increased the intensity of the silsila. So that tasbih that we use on our heart, this was given to us a Fazal Ali Qureshi Rahmatullah Alayhi, this teaching. So now, when you go to India, they don't know what is tasbih. And from somebody comes from Hindustan, I am by as well, I've got a Sheikh, Naqshbandi, just like you, Sheikh, but they won't know about the tasbih zikr, because they're not Fazaliya. They're not from the order Naqshbandi, Mujaddadi, and Fazali has a Fazal Ali Qureshi, he's the one who taught this zikr. So they're not Fazaliya, they just stay until Mujaddad. So alhamdulillah, this silsila is also in Pakistan, that Allah Ta'ala created as a Fazal Ali Qureshi, rahmatullah alayhi. And from him, the tasbih he was taught, and he was given this tasbih, and without this tasbih, the heart does not move. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has created that. Just remember, never ever leave tasbih, never. I don't give tasbih normally. Tasbih is lazim for us, lazim. Hazrat Sahib, he used to say to me that when you give somebody nisbat and connection, then first and foremost teach them how to use the tasbih. Explain the tasbih. Many of our students, they don't use the tasbih, they'll be lost. Be lost. As soon as, just as the shaykh does it, do that. No, no, I won't do tasbih, I'll do maraqabah. I'll do the small tik-tik tasbih. No, special tasbih, use that, and you have to use that tasbih, knock the bees together, and your whole wujud will become nurani. And then you'll become Fazaliya. Do you understand what I'm saying? Point, how much people have lost the alhamdulillah. If you think that mashallah, you've taken the admission, mashallah. If a person is sat here like this who hasn't got the admission, then take the admission, because shaitan has stopped that person. I tell you otherwise, tomorrow on the day of judgment, that person, he will regret highly. He will regret highly. Take a darvish's hand and say that, give me enrollment, give me the connection somehow. Look, so a darvish was sat, and somebody must have got some whispering in his ear or in his heart, that Hazrat's here and I'm poor, how can I come every day? India and Pakistan, you know, the fakir people, that where were they going to get the fare from UP and spend hundreds of thousands from Gujarat to meet the Sheikh? How can he come? He hasn't got food to eat, he hasn't got anything to wear. So that was a time more poorer than before. Majlis, subhanallah, was next to the river Sindh, and there were some trees there, and Hazrat put his chatai there, and he said, I'll stay here. Whoever wants to stay here should come and meet me here. And this town has been called Miskinpura, subhanAllah. Miskin means poor. So Miskinpura today has become Aminpura, Amirpura, the rich place where his name is being called. That you have come and sat in the most riches of country, and you're mashallah listening to what's happening, and you're taking the fez. So the whole world, great mashayikh, Hind, the Pakistan, Arab, they're to go there because the Shaykh was there. And he said, because I'm here, this is where my lessons are being taught. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala's greatness, we see this. That when Allah Ta'ala loves somebody, Allah says, you are to go. People will come to you. Subhanallah. Sit here. And do the work of the deen. You know, like I went from here, and I used to go regularly from the UK. But nobody will come to you. Yes, the person who's thirsty himself will come to you. And hey, I've made you like a well, a fountain. Whoever wants to drink this, then I will give him that fez. Subhanallah. Hazab was mawjood, was present. He said something which was very useful. Very useful. He started saying that, look, the tawajjuh of the sheikh, the focus of the sheikh, it's like a current on the heart of the murid. Subhanallah. He said a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. That the attention of the sheikh, it is like the current on the heart of the murid. Even if the murid is sat thousands of miles away. Thousands of miles away. Yes, so it was Eid for them, for the fakirs. The true murid, his Eid. It became his Eid. That the question doesn't arise about being far or near. There are no distances beyond this. This is such a beautiful thing that Allah Ta'ala has made in tasawwuf. That there's no distance between the student and the teacher. No. Even if there's 1,000 mile away or 3,000 miles away, doesn't matter. The attention of the teacher will arrive there, and it arrives there like a current. Now, shall I explain this to you? Look at the example that Hazrat has given for this. Number one, what is tawajjuh? What is tawajjuh? So, all of the success that a murid gets is due to tawajjuh. Yes, understand this point that I'm saying. That all of the success that Allah Ta'ala gives from this path is due to the tawajjuh of the Shaykh, subhanallah. Remember this point. Why? Because the Shaykh, the teacher that Allah Ta'ala makes in the path of the batin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him all the tajalliyat. Allah Ta'ala seals all of the tajalliyat in the teacher. And when he seals all the tajalliyat, and whoever gets the connection from the teacher, then the nur, the light of that tajalliyat will reach to that student. I'll give you an example here. Like you have a town here, and in this town, you won't have a transmitter everywhere in this town. Rather, one transmitter is assigned, and that transmitter, after that, every home has the connection, and the current goes from that transformer to all the houses. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like we do in the dunya, and this is a village here, this is a city here, this is Bolton, this is a town. And you can't go into every home and put a transformer. So there's one transformer in a central location, and that whoever comes into any home who wants to have electricity in a home, then he'll get that connection, he'll put the meter on, and the electricity will come through. This is the case. So when Allah Ta'ala gives the permission to a sheikh, then all of the people in that area, they get the connection from that sheikh. Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not bidah, is it, what I'm saying? Not bidah, is it? It's right what I'm saying? Yes. But those people who are say that they go towards innovation, we don't know what they've made, the peers or the sheikhs. Subhanallah. That the people have left the sawwuf. This is the true point. So now, what is the case? The wherever Allah Ta'ala has sent a sheikh, and he sits there. So what is it? He should understand that he's got the total transmitter. He's got the total transmitter. And we don't need to worry about the transformer being in our home. The hour is our heart that, subhanallah, inside we have darkness and thoughts and sins and full of sins and fitan. So what do we need to do? We need to enlighten our heart. Where will we get the connection from? From the transmitter. Yes? And how do you get the transmission? From the heart. From the heart. Yeah? When there's a connection with the teacher. Soon as he takes the hand of the teacher and does bayah, then consider that his current has been connected. His connection has been made. You understand what I'm saying? So when the connection is made, then alhamdulillah, what has he become?
that with that current, that transmitter, so that what is the current here? The Allah's tajalliyat. Yes, the fares from Allah, the nur of Allah's tajalliyat, the teacher now transmits from himself towards the murid. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So it is lazim, it is essential. Here, it's not necessary that you need to be near the transmitter or the transformer. Say Subhanallah. That this is my house, that my house is very close to the transformer, so I'll get more electricity. And his house is far, he'll get less. Totally not. Totally not. This is not the case. Whether you're far or near, whoever's got more intensity, strength of intensity, he'll get the benefit. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So it's about the bulb, the intensity of the bulb, not near or far. Yes, doesn't matter how far you are, if you've got strength of intensity. So what's the tawajjuh, the focus, the current that's transmitted. So the current of the sheikh, the current of the sheikh, even if it's 1,000 miles away, the murid, but he arrives, the fares arrives to the student like a current. Okay, but how does it arrive? The person who has a stronger intensity as a bulb, as a receiver, it will arrive. If a person's attached to his sheikh, glued to his sheikh 24 hours, and his receiver is very weak, then will he be enlightened? But a person whose bulb is 1,000 watt, and he's far, he's got the intensity to receive. As soon as he gets the connection, then the light will come, won't it? Of course it will come. So the sheikh explained this point. Oh my murids, don't worry about the distance. Whether you're poor, you cannot travel and come to me. Don't worry about these things. Fine. You work, you're an employee, someone's transferred here, somebody works somewhere else. But if you've got the connection, then that bulb, keep it strong. Ha ha, Subhanallah. That bulb should be very strong. Shouldn't be a small bulb. And what is that? What is that? Hazrat Shaykh explains this. That it comes to his heart like electricity. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sahib gave the example of electricity. Why? Why? Has it ever been that you're in Pakistan or in Bangladesh, and when there are clouds and the rain falls, and then there, obviously the rain falls, and then you see the electric pylons, they drop. We've seen this, haven't we? Yes? That with such speed, for example, the rain falls, and then the electricity, the current, it comes. And what happens when you see like lightning, it comes in, it descends from the clouds. And there's light in that lightning. Person's eyes open wide. The person's eyes open wide, number one. And number two, where that electricity descends, it burns that place. It burns that place. So two things you see there. So the example of Hazrat Sahib, look at this, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Now, the faqih explains that what was this? So the example of electricity, he said that at the time, when the current arrives to the murid, even if he's 1,000 miles away, but when it's tawajjuh, when the current arrives to the student, then what does it mean? The similarity of electricity, the glow, the shine of the electricity, it brings the tajalliyat of Allah onto that person, Subhanallah. And just like the electricity, it drops. The lightning descends when the sheikh's tawajjuh comes onto the heart of the person whose heart has become elevated. So when it falls onto the heart of the student, then in the heart of the student, everything, all of the other love for the dunya and other things is eliminated. And it doesn't allow anything wrong to stay. It burns away all of the falsehood, and the nur of Allah comes into the heart of the student. Subhanallah. Look at the example was given of the lightning. So this is tawajjuh, the attention of the sheikh. That it takes the dunya, extracts the dunya. Just like I said to you, I gave the example that we're thinking about Allah here, that the majalis, the gatherings of the sheikh, tawajjuh, is that all the love of the dunya is eliminated, wiped away. This is how great, and it comes with speed, with intensity, just like the lightning descends. And Allah Ta'ala's tajalliyat enlightens the heart of that student. Subhanallah. That's one point. Now, for this, even if you're 1,000 miles away, 2,000 miles away, no need to worry. No need to be concerned. Your bulb receiver should be strong. Even if you're foreign, what's that bulb? Listen to this. Hazrat explained. So here's the real crux of the matter that we need to understand. This is the real point we need to understand. Tawajjuh, attention, it will work, it will arrive. But for that tawajjuh, we need one thing, that if the sheikh's heart in his heart, in the murid's heart, if the love of the shaykh is present. That's the main point we need to understand. This is the condition we need to understand. That even if you're 1,000 miles away, but if the love of the shaykh is present, if the shaykh's love is present in the heart of the student, if he's got the bulb, what is the love? If he's got that bulb of 1,000 watt, 1,000 watt of love, then according to that muhabbat he's got for the shaykh, that's the amount of the tajalliyat of the shaykh that will come. So as I said, it depends. Depends. Because in the heart you have whispering, shaitan, thoughts. Look, there's another point I'll tell you here. You're all listening to these points, I know. Then somebody's heart is something, and different thoughts, different feelings. Waswas of shaitan, they continue to run, don't they? They continue to run. And a person's thoughts, they keep on changing, etc., fluctuating. So this is a beautiful point I'll tell you. So what is this? The heart of a person, in his heart, if he's got love for the shaykh, if he's got love present for the shaykh in his heart, and the amount of yaqeen, the more yaqeen he has with the shaykh, then alhamdulillah, that in the first instance he'll pass the test. He'll be fine. That you're sat there, there's a person sat there, a person like this. The people see him. What's happened to him? He just came recently, and he's gone beyond the boundaries. This is the beauty. Whoever's got love in his heart for his shaykh, alhamdulillah. The Allah Ta'ala says, Allah, we've been taught, this is a dua. What are we asking from Allah? What did the Prophet ﷺ teach us? That ask from Allah for one thing, that Allah, give us your love, and give us the love of those people who love you. Give us their love as well, Allah. Take us to their company. Beautiful muhabbat. Because we need the bulb. That if we don't have the light, intensity, the less love you have for the shaykh, the less the fares, the blessings of the shaykh will come. The shaykh's giving. Yes, he's giving. But inside you, inside me, there's no strength to receive. Do we have the strength to receive? We need to ask that. Alhamdulillah. The more love we have, whether you're sat 1,000 miles away. Here's an example I'll give to you. That you sat here, and the women, folk, don't they want to go to paradise? The mu'mineen wal mu'minat, muslimina muslimat, qanitina qanitat. Allah has explained that there's the believing men and women, they're on the same level. They have to go to Jannah, paradise, high levels, be fana for Rabb, and have to wipe away their nafs and their desires. They also get thawab. Yes, they're in the parda. How will they come to the shaykh? They are ghayr mahram. They can't come to the shaykh. So how will they attain the fares, the blessings? How will they attain the maqams? And how will they go on to the high level? How will they go to the high levels? So what a path Allah Ta'ala has opened up. There is nothing to worry about, Allah says. That it's the same whether it's a man or a woman. Do you have love or not? Tell me. Do you have love or not? Subhanallah. Yes. Such darvesh women who are attached to the Naqshbandi silsila have passed away that you cannot imagine. You can imagine. High maqams, alhamdulillah. High maqams. Not that. No, this is a sin. That a person does, for example, this is a sin for a woman to come in front of the shaykh, to pay attention, take hold of their hand and to meet them, sit in front of them. Women are coming in front of them and speaking to them, why? This is our peer, we've come to get fares from him, blessings from here. And somebody started this some years back, and Allah Ta'ala knows. So, ghayr mahram, it doesn't matter, he is the peer. We have to understand this. And a ghair mahram, a woman cannot sit in front of the ghair mahram. So how have we come here? Because we have muhabbat, we have love for our teacher. We have love for our teacher. Yes? So our heart is, if we have love in your heart for the teacher, the more the student, whether it's the man or the female student, she has muhabbat and love for the teacher, and aqeed and belief and obedience, she will also attract the fares of the teacher, just like a man or student sat in front of the teacher. Subhanallah. So this is what Hazrat Sahib explained. That if in the heart of the murid, subhanallah, that he could be sat there all day long. If he doesn't have love, then he cannot attain the fares. So one thing I'm telling you, explaining to you, the mashayikh Naqshband, the other mashayikh, different silsilas, they explain that the waswasa, whispering a person, a student gets against the teacher, what's he doing, dhikr or in his life? Why is this? He gets whispering against the shaykh and thoughts, wrong thinking, because shaitan's pestering him. The solution to this, the mashayikh explained, what is that? Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah has told us the cure. I'm not telling you. that how great a shaykh he was. He said, there's one cure for the student who has waswasa. When you feel that you are whispering against your teacher and shaitan's disturbing you, you're feeling bad, you're going down, negative in the shaitan, and your nafs are taking you far away from your teacher. He's this, he's that, that making you feel bad about your shaykh. There's one cure. The cure is that you should start to think about your shaykh regularly, repeatedly. A G point that was being explained here. Then your heart, immediately think about your teacher. Tasawwar al-shaykh, start thinking about your shaykh. Start thinking. And wasawis of shaitan will run away far, far. Why? What a beautiful point that's been explained here. What's the cure here? This is the cure. Subhanallah. There's only one cure. And what is that? That create the love for your teacher. When you start doing tasawwur shaykh, when you start thinking about your teacher, that love of the teacher will come in your heart. Soon as the love will come, then the shaitan will run. He'll stop her. So this is the point. So do dua that Allah give me the love for my shaykh. We've seen this, what a great point. So my brothers, this is today's sabak lesson that Hazrat Fazl Ali Qureshi rahmatullah alayh, from his teachings that are presented to you, that what we need to do, alhamdulillah, is for the salik, the greatest achievement is this. There's nothing to worry about. That if any restriction comes, or a hurdle comes, or barrier comes, wherever the barriers come, hurdles come, you're weak in any amal, in practice, in your ma'mulat, in your dhikr, adhkar, in what you've been taught, your asbaq, that you have got less fervor or desire, and you don't feel like attending dhikr, immediately then, analyze yourself. This is not a problem. This can be fixed. The problem here, I just need one thing, and I need to create that within me. And what is that? That there's something lacking in my love for my sheikh. And this is what I need to increase somehow. Yes? And another point I'd like to share, very delicate point, that, and now I explain to you, I'll repeat the words of my sheikh, that your love, with your love, there's no benefit to the sheikh. With your love, he won't ask you for money, he won't ask you for clothes, he won't ask you for shops. With your love, he won't ask for anything. No, no, he has no need for this. With the love of the sheikh, when you love the sheikh, he has no benefit. All the benefit will come to you alone. To you alone. And this point, write it down. Inscribe it. The very big waswasa, I'll tell you, a whispering of shaitan, that maybe the meaning, if I love the sheikh and I have muhabbat for him, give this to the sheikh, sheikh will ask for this and that. Sheikh has no desire for anything in the dunya or anything from the student, because Allah Ta'ala is the one who's made the sheikh, the teacher. Ijaza, permission is given to that person, that individual becomes a sheikh, and he receives the fares of the Naqshbandi silsila and distributes it to people who has no riya, no showing off, no desire, no greed, nothing. He's selfless. Remember this point. Remember this point. Yes? Three things are within him, and you can test him if you want to test this. Three things he is full of, the teacher, the sheikh. You can test this. And shaitan, he will test you most on these points. Is he greedy? Does he want something from you? Does he have a desire for something? Does he like eating? Does he like clothes? Does he like worldly material things? Is he telling me for this reason because he wants? Shaitan will instill these whispers into your heart and mind so that he breaks the connection between you. But write this into your heart and mind. If he's a sheikh, then three things definitely will be in the sheikh. He won't be greedy, he'll be selfless, and he will have no greed of the dunya, desire. Otherwise he cannot be a sheikh, a teacher. That's very simple. But do you understand the point? So, whether we accept this, he's my sheikh, my teacher, then lazim, these factors will be in him. This is my waswasa that's stopping me, my whispering and my negative thoughts. Do you understand? So, who gets the benefit of love for the sheikh? The student himself. If you've got more love, you'll get more benefit. If you've got less love, you'll get less benefit. It won't affect the sheikh. It won't affect the sheikh. There are many people who do dawah claim, that I love you, Hazrat, love you, my sheikh, and he will have love for the sheikh. Love for the Shaykh. What can I say to you? Shaykh, Hazrat, when I sleep, I think about you. And I, that's it. Just ask me. Don't ask me anything. There's no moment in the day or night, even when I'm sleeping next to my wife, and I'm thinking, oh, that even if I'm with my wife, but Hazrat, the sabr of yours is there. I don't know what is the point. Ajeeb, ajeeb, weird things about love. Yes? Now you tell me, when somebody's saying all this and he's got love so much, he's got extreme love for the sheikh, he's fanaful sheikh, immersed in the love of the sheikh. And if he's saying this to the teacher, then this doesn't, the sheikh saying that the murid, oh, there's no benefit with him. What have you given to me? What love have you got for me? Go, I don't give you any love. He says, you didn't give the love. Allah Ta'ala is the one who instilled the love into your heart. It's not you who've created that love, it's Allah who's instilled that love. Who's instilled that love? Allah has instilled that love into the student's heart. Allah has instilled that the love of the Shaykh. The go, I take the love of the world out of your heart and I put the love of my fakir, my wali into your heart. And he doesn't know if you love him or not. Shaykh, don't worry about that. If the student doesn't tell the teacher, tell me. Then what's the benefit? You're not giving any. It's no benefit to the teacher of your love. That 10 years, 5 years, you love him. Then you say, oh, you haven't given me any benefit. You haven't kept any shop in my name. You haven't given me any money. You haven't given me a bank balance, etc. No, he's not worried about that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to his principle, that Allah ta'ala wanted to instill his love into the student's heart. That love my wali, the Shaykh. As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, I'll tell you a beautiful statement of his, and he stated this as well. He was sat down once, and both were the beloveds, subhanallah, sat down. The master of the two worlds, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his greatest Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And beautiful question the Prophet asked. And look at the style of love. Sometimes the person who is being loved and the beloved, they have this exchange. And he said, Rasulullah said, Siddiq, tell me something. He said, Ya Rasulullah, please tell me. And he said, the Prophet asked, who do you love the most? What a great question. He was Siddiq as well, remember that. He said, Rasulullah said, Siddiq, who do you love the most? And the statement had indeed evident. The answer came, oh, Hazur, my master, you. I love you the most. Allah's Nabi said with surprise that you love me the most. What about Allah? Subhanallah. That you, if you love me the most, what about Allah? The answer came, that Allah, how would I have recognized Allah if I didn't have love for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Subhanallah. That I recognized and knew and became aware of Allah due to you, O Nabi sallam. So today I can say the same, that how could I be sat here? How could I say the name of Allah? How could I be speaking to you? How could I do dhikr of Allah? That how could I tell you these points of love if I didn't have love for Hazrat Ali Murtada, rahmatullah alayhi? Would I have attained this masjid? Would I have attained salah? Tell me. No. Isn't this the case? This is the point. That's why Allah Ta'ala says that He instills first and foremost the love of who? The Shaykh into the student's heart. Any Shaykh. Through whom Allah Ta'ala wants to give. Not just one Shaykh in the world. That if somebody is sincere, then subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala will instill into his heart the sincere love for a Shaykh. You cannot forcefully give a person injection to love a Shaykh. Remember this, that the Shaykh doesn't say, I'm this, I'm a teacher, I'll give you status, I'll take you there, you must love me. Many people do this. They try to entice the student, what do you need? I'll do this for you, love me, serve me, and help me, assist me, why don't you love me? No. This is very common in today's day and age, isn't it? This is the case, isn't it? Yes, but the true Shaykh, he says, no, no, please, I don't want people running after me. I don't want acclaim and recognition. Isn't it? Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is the point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, he sees that inside the heart of this person, he wants my love, he has my desire, and he wants Allah's qurb and nearness. Then first and foremost, what will happen is that Allah ta'ala will instill the love of a wali, of one of his friends into the heart of the student. And he'll come himself, the Hazrat, give me bayah. Please, and he'll have that feeling. The Shaykh doesn't have a need to invite him, to entice him. So when you see that Allah's servant, his wali, somebody who's close, a Shaykh, that for example, somebody who's close to Allah, when you start liking him, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. When you start loving that person, having regard for that person, so much love comes into your heart that your wife and children ask you, what's happened to you? Why do you love him so much, this person? They're surprised. What's happened to you? Why are you always speaking like this, saying this? What's happened? When this feeling you feel that you have loved that person, that Shaykh, the teacher, then close your eyes and understand that this is the test of my love. And from here, this is the fountain of love that I will get for Allah, the closeness to Allah. This is the Shaykh from whom I will get the nearness to Allah. And grab hold of him. This is my maximum objective. I've attained my direction, subhanAllah. And now, I shouldn't leave this path. The shaitan will put waswasa that some people have love in their hearts for a wali, they accept, they get close to the Shaykh, but nafs and shaitan stop them, prevent them. They say, not yet, not yet. Why? Because they're afraid. They're afraid shaitan makes them scared. No, 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 not yet, not yet. You get caught, you'll get this will happen to you, this will happen to you, that will happen to you. Despite the fact that Allah Ta'ala has made them successful and made them reach a destination and He's got love with that person. SubhanAllah. So this is the point. So people, they get stuck. You know, people get stuck and they're hovering like a yo-yo. They want to become successful, but they're stuck due to the fear they cannot move. So give dawah to those people, the brothers. Don't be scared. Jump into that gathering. Jump into that gathering. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala Himself will allow everything to be achieved. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you these few words that we discussed. If I've said something wrong, please forgive me. And maybe if you didn't come to this gathering, it's my fault that I couldn't explain to you. But these were the words that I heard from the pious elders. May Allah Ta'ala give to all of us the path that we've adopted. And may Allah Ta'ala give us success and istiqamat and steadfastness and take us to the final destination successfully. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah al-Alamin. As-salamu as-salamu ala Sayyidina Muslim. Shafi'in al-Muslimin. Tawahu wa yasin al-Nabiyyu al-Amin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. Allah yati wa al-Abadi wa sallam. Allahumma rahman wa اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين النبيين الصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن اولئك رفيقا ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهم كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللحيهم منهم برحمتك يا رب صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله